Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Af min arekam min acheger. Gamliel says, even if a shlich brings a get that the husband wrote for his wife from a place called Rekem and Cheger, the Rab brings, and the Chumash says, Bein Kadesh uvein Bered, the Targum there says, Bein Rekem uvein Chagra. So there's a machlekes, where is this Rekem and Cheger? So Taisus Yontif brings Tosus. Tosus holds that it's actually part of Eretz Yisrael. And yet, Ram Gamliel says that even if a shlich brings it from there, he also has to say Fana Nechta, Fana Nechta. In other words, it has the din of Chutz Laretz. Why is that? So Taisus says, because since it's all the way at the very edge of the border, but it sort of like sticks out, it's not part of the rest of the mainland of Eretz Yisrael. It's far away from all the Bati Midrashim and the Bati Dinin. Therefore, L'char, you can say both things. They're not Bikin Lishma. They don't know the halachas of writing Lishma. And also, the Shayaros are not Mitsuyos. It's far out. And there are other Mefarshim. Melech HaShlomo explains that Rekem and Cheger are actually outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Chiddush, Gamliel says that even if it's just Rekem and Cheger, that's literally right outside, and they're Bati Dinim there, let's say, still, it's a din of Chutz La'aretz, and there's a low plug. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lelud. Rabbi Eliezer says even Mikfar Ludim, which is right outside of Lud. And this, the Rav says, this is Chutz La'aretz. And even though it's right outside, there's a low plug. The Rabbanon were not Mechalik. Since it's Medina Sayam, you always have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Now it's interesting, the reason it's called Kfar Ludim is because the people of Lud, which is in Eretz Yisrael, it's a place that they always were. That's why it's called Kfar Ludim. Interesting. So these chum, the same sheet of the Tanakhama, they disagree. The chum say that the only person that has to say b'fanei nechtam is somebody that comes Medina Sayam vehamolech, and also a person that's coming from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam. It's the opposite. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael. So you could say that this is what they're being cholik with the Tanakhama, hamolech, because the Tanakhama does not say molech. When a person goes from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael, Tanakhama doesn't say anything about that. It sounds like you would not have to say fanei nechtam, and here the Chum say you do. Or you can say that the Pshat is, the Chum are just explaining the sheet of the Tanakhama, that it's the same halacha by both Hamevi, Mimedina Sayam, and also Vamoylech, outside of Eretz Yisrael, to Medina Sayam. V'hamevi mi medina le medina b'medina sayam tzach sheyam b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtam. And if the shlich brings the get from one medina, we'll call it a country, to another country in Medina Sayam, so you're not entering Eretz Yisrael. So it's not the pshat because you're coming from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. It's any country to another country outside of Eretz Yisrael. You'd always have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. If you think about the two dais, one is because they're not b'kim l'shma, so that's obviously wouldn't work because it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the other pshat is because the shayaros are not mitzuyin to go from one Jewish town to another Jewish town. So you have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. It's like an area inside of a city, even within the same city. Forget the same country. It's in the same city, but you had like two separate jurisdictions and two separate governments. So you were like not in the same place at all. And Taz Yontif says that this lechor is even if it's in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, since the people are makbid one to the other, so it's separate, even in that case, you have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Again, because of the concern of Shayaros Mitsuyos, that since they're makbid, you're not going to have travel from one to the other.